Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good Friday afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And after all we've gone through this week, it is time for the weekend. And that means stop number one after this radio show is Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. You name it, they have it. Snacks, pickle bar, and the widest variety of beverages in the area without question. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Also, don't forget about the Let It Be Solar Hotline, which is open today at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. It's powered by Let It Be Solar. You can always go to LetItBeSolar.com. And we're the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. It is college football day for us today. Three coaches on today's show. Joe Susan, the head football coach at Bucknell. Season finale coming up for the Bison this weekend. Danny Hale, it's playoff time for Bloomsburg. We'll hear from him as well today. And also, I sit down quickly with Bill O'Brien on the Nittany Lions game tomorrow with Indiana. So, Danny Hale, Joe Susan, Bill O'Brien, all on today's show. First of all, above the noise, here's Dan Patrick.
While your favorite team is driving down the field, you're driving all around looking for a new car, which is driving you crazy. Well, Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices. Our North 4th Street Auto Plaza is stocked full of Ford, Lincoln, and Hyundais. We sell over a couple hundred cars a month. Why? Service and price. With our lowest price promise, if you can find a better price at another dealer on the used car you want, we'll beat it. That's a promise. And our tire rewards program gives you your next set of tires free. Shop the largest Ford dealership online 24/7 at sunburymotors.com. Let's stop in and test drive Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury and our Kia dealership at routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And be ready to tackle the largest inventory and our lowest price promise, selling more cars and satisfying more customers since 1915. Sunbury Motors, sunburymotors.com, the winning team.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. Sarah Bartlett on board.
Hello.
Buter's in the house.
Hey, Steve. You know, there's absolutely nothing to talk about this afternoon except it's an incredible weekend schedule. We got Penn State, Indiana. We know that one. How about Penn State wrestling against Lehigh?
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, top two nationally ranked teams. Penn State basketball. Bucknell against Niagara tonight, and then New Mexico State tomorrow night.
Penn State basketball is Providence tonight in San Juan after the loss to NC State yesterday. Not unexpected.
72-55, wasn't it?
Yep, 72-55. Look, they're just really good. And to be honest with you, I don't even think NC State played great yesterday. It just was one of those days. They have two great freshmen in Rodney Purvis and T.J. Warren. I mean, two of the elite freshmen in the country. And they just went out and got it done yesterday. Warren was great.
Well, apparently, though, the first half, Penn State was pretty much in it. And then they just went on a tear, a 10-point tear down. I think North Carolina State was up, 37-30, and then they just exploded from there.
Yeah, they took off from there, and that's to be expected. I mean, that's just the nature of this basketball team. They're just very talented. They played their 5 minutes where they went all out, and then they opened it up, and then from there just took it home. Bloomsburg has Shippensburg coming up tomorrow.
I will be there at 12 noon down at Seth Grove Stadium. You know, I'm the product of a mixed marriage. My wife's a Shippensburg grad, and I'm not, and so I'll be hearing it all morning long.
I'm sure you will.
Oh. I have Sarah Bartlett here in the studio. She's a Shippensburg grad, so it's been painful here as well. It's a rematch of a game a few weeks ago that Shippensburg won 49-42 and did it with 4.8 seconds to go, so I'm sure Danny Hill will have some interesting comments for us this afternoon about that.
Yeah. So we'll, and that'll be a big one, of course, coming up on tomorrow at noon. And, of course, Penn State football coming up tomorrow as well with Indiana.
And that'll be a good one.
And Bucknell's got its game coming up tomorrow as well, the regular season finale. And I believe we have Joe Susan today, what, at 4:06? Does that sound right?
Yep, we have Joe. Yep, about between 4:06, 4:10. He's pretty much on time, so he looks forward to calling every Friday.
Oh, I look forward to talking to him. I love talking football with that guy.
Good guy. And, you know, let's see what they are, their record next time, next season about this time. And I think you're going to see a huge change from second year to third year of his coaching era.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think it's going for him. It's going to be. I'm looking forward to what he will have in the tank.
Yeah, he's got some great underclassmen. Just hasn't had the scoring weapons this year, but I have a feeling the cavalry's on its way, in the form of a huge amount of incoming freshmen and some freshmen that are there now that just haven't had a chance to show their goods just yet. So, Joe Susan, things are on the way. You know, Bucknell basketball went through that in Dave Paulson's first year. And then all of a sudden, Mike Muscala, Bryson Johnson, Joe Willman all showed up, and they've been there.
Yeah. Very quickly, Miguel Cabrera did win the MVP yesterday. And what has been interesting about this has been the debate that has taken place between those who believe in sabermetrics, the numbers guys, versus the traditional baseball thinking. Now, both have merit. What I have found interesting is that the battle between the two has, for example, Mitch Albom, I believe, in his column today in Detroit, referred to them as the stat geeks. Now, these guys are passionate about telling us what they have when it comes to numbers, and they pour through it. I mean, so you have to give them credit for the passion of that part of it. And it's not as if there are some parts of the argument that don't have merit. Getting on base and defense have incredible merit. Now, defense is an eyeball judgment. Getting on base is not. I don't care how you get on base. Hit by pitch, catcher's interference, reach on an error, walk, get a base hit, whatever. Getting on base is really important. Run scored, obviously, is the name of the game. But they also knock down, though, the concept of runs batted in. I'm sorry, but Rod Carew had seven steals of home in one season. That's the record. Okay, people don't steal home. So you have to be knocked in. You may be knocked in on a ground ball out. You may be knocked in on a sacrifice fly, or the common way is to be knocked in on some sort of base hit. Okay, but you can't downgrade runs knocked in, because you have to be able, once you get on base, have somebody fuel it for you to get around. Mike Trout had a great year. Mike Trout deserved to get as much recognition as possible. Yes, the Angels won more games than the Detroit Tigers, different division. But at the same time, what I find is the wins above replacement stat. Well, let me give you this stat, okay? If Miguel Cabrera is not in the lineup for the Detroit Tigers, what happens to their season? They don't make the playoffs. Okay, they don't get to the World Series. If Mike Trout is out of the lineup for the Angels, they still don't make the playoffs. With them, they didn't make it.
You know, one of the things I listened to you yesterday talk about this, and you obviously had the old crystal ball out there because you predicted it, and the voting margin was pretty huge, frankly.
Right.
Go ahead.
There's certain things in baseball that are rarities. The single rarest play in baseball is the unassisted triple play. Okay? Then after that, it's pitching a perfect game. Well, since 1967, I believe we've had four or five unassisted triple plays. And we've had 8 or 9 perfect games since 1967. You know what we haven't had since 1967? A triple crown winner.
A Miguel Cabrera, exactly.
We haven't had you talk about rare to lead in all three major offensive categories, and that's how rare it is. Now, when you are selecting a player of the year or an MVP, you do have to split hairs, and obviously it's by what your own judgment happens to be. For me, I try to see which guy swung something one way or the other. You try to go by the eyeball test in terms of impact. There's such a reliance on numbers now on everything. I mean, numbers do have their place, especially when you're trying to split hairs. Maybe in the end you need a couple numbers here and there if you really think it's that close. And I think, for example, of RPI in determining those final three or four spots in the NCAA basketball tournament, how do you split hairs? And I always say that one of the things that's important to me is the eyeball test. I want to look at a team and say, you know what, that's a team that can compete and make a run in the NCAAs if they're given a shot. I mean, that still enters into it for me. And when I selected an MVP or a player of the year, I take a long look at the impact on their team, the impact on the race, and also the eyeball test that, you know what, that to me that is the best player. That's the player everybody would want to have.
You know, it seems to me that this discussion that you're having, Steve, was sort of a ESPN versus the beat baseball writers. I listened to ESPN radio last night, and they were all over this thing, but not supporting Cabrera. They were supporting the statistical analysis approach and how that's the real way to do it, and not using, I think you said it best, the eyeball test. And it seems like that's where the battle is. And it certainly, I think it played out in the voting because the baseball writers said, wait a minute, let's go with the guy that did it.
Well, Felix Hernandez, Bob, won the American League Cy Young Award a couple of years ago with a 13-12 record.
Yeah.
Because when the guys that go through Sabermetrics broke down all the numbers, they were able to convince the voters that he had the best season of any pitcher. And to be honest with you, Bob, I don't even remember who the competition was in that particular year. So I'm just using that as an example that, look, they did do this.
Yeah, it does have its merits. There's no question. What was the name of that movie about, was it Oakland? You know,
Billy Bean. Yeah,
yeah.
Moneyball.
Yeah.
Moneyball.
And, you know, there is something to be said for that. Obviously, it does and can work, and it's a good predictor of next year and how it's going to work. But all the intangibles.
See, when you look at, for example, Bill James, you know, and he's been a consultant to the Red Sox for years, and he's come up with a lot of these ideas. To say it's without merit is not correct. Okay, and the reason I say that, because there are certain parts of it that are important. For example, getting on base is critical. It should be measured. Okay, runs scored. How do you win the game?
Yeah,
runs scored. Now, defense is a little bit harder to judge, Bob, only because that's a judgment call.
And, you know, that classic fight that these scorers have to go through. Was it a hit? Was it an error?
Right.
All that, yeah, that is a very subjective part of it, and on-base percentage is certainly very objective.
Right. I mean, when you look at it, you know, just getting on base, at least you're there. Now you put yourself in a position. Now how do you get the guy around? And there's a lot of ways, and the people who delve deeply into stats help us to understand the value of each part of the game. So I respect that. At the same time, there's also certain things in the traditional way of thinking that also need to be respected. You know, Miguel Cabrera, home runs, okay, I got it. But driving in runs, hitting for average, which means he was getting on base, which means he was producing, which means the Tigers don't win probably without him.
He was the man.
So, and this is, and again, this is nothing against Mike Trout, who was phenomenal.
Yes. His day
phenomenal.
Will come. His day will come with that MVP award.
Brewers outlets are... Welcome. Great to have you on board. Buhner's in the house. Barty's in the house. Her is AWOL.
He actually, Kevin will be here in about an hour, I think.
Why?
He's getting ready for his big announcing gig tonight. He's got the Hummel's Wharf Cub Scout Troop number 11 Pinewood Derby competition starting at 7. He's prepping for it now.
Surely you jest.
I do. But it's not beyond the realm of possibilities.
Oh, it's beyond the realm of something. Beyond the realm of something.
He said he was looking for a gig because the Shikellamy Braves season ended last week, so he's looking for something else. So I tried to line him up with the Cub Scouts, and I think it was the Scouts who declined. But
okay.
Now, Sarah,
have you lined up the games we're predicting today?
I have. Yep,
really?
I got them already.
Okay,
yeah.
Is it all NFL?
No, we can do some college.
Let's do all NFL.
Yeah, I got all the NFL
some
games.
Some college.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
And then just to throw Kevin off, one NBA game.
No.
goodness gracious. Bucknell basketball is going to be a week from today. I'm in basketball exile for one more week.
Oh, no.
And then I'm unleashed.
Oh, good.
And then I'm unleashed.
That ought to be a great one. You know, tonight, Bucknell plays Niagara,
yeah.
A team that's 11-15, I think, from last year, but returns all five starters and
right.
Three guys in double figures. Tomorrow night, I was fascinated by New Mexico State, Steve. You know, why would New Mexico State go to Niagara to play in a tournament right before Thanksgiving? And I got the answer. Their assistant coach is from Toronto, Canada.
Right.
And they have four or five Canadian players from the Toronto area, two guys from France, and I think they're trying to get as close to Toronto without leaving the United States, and Niagara Falls fits that bill. So that's why New Mexico State will be up in Niagara this weekend playing in this tournament.
Bob.
Yes.
Bob, have you ever been to Las Cruces?
Well, I'm not saying Niagara is a picnic either, though, Steve. But
no,
you're right. I know. There's only it's desert, isn't it?
It's all desert, Bob.
Oh.
I mean, they'll go to Niagara Falls. They'll see actual running water.
You know, the thing about, yeah, exactly, but the thing that baffles me is, what are these two guys from Paris, France, doing in the middle of the desert, plus four Canadians who are probably used to a lot of snow? You know, they're down there, and it's just sand and roadrunners, from what I remember.
I know, Bob. That's because other people didn't recruit them. All right. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. So Bucknell's there. Bucknell's at home tomorrow at Bryant. They'll play over at Mathewson tomorrow. We'll talk to Joe Susan after the top of the hour coming up. I'll have a sit-down conversation with Bill O'Brien about tomorrow's game. So we're looking forward to that. And her will be in the house. What'd you say? At 4:35? Is that what you said, Sarah?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
And he's raring to go. Trust me. They were feeding him raw meat earlier in the afternoon here at the studio.
I can't wait to hear the Steeler-Raven debate between these two raging maniacs.
It's going to get heated.
My job today is refereeing.
Oh, good. Yeah,
yeah,
you've done that before in your lifetime.
I have been a referee, so, I'm just going to just keep them in separate studios as best I'm able to, but I have a feeling Kevin will have a few choice words. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Back very quickly to the MVP thing. Notice that nobody said anything about the National League, where Buster Posey won, and Andrew McCutchen was right there in the thick, but Buster Posey won with relative ease. But again, I found it really interesting that there's been a degree of nastiness between those who believe in sabermetrics and those who believe in the stats in the back of the baseball cards, the traditionalists.
Oh, yeah.
There is a spot for both at the table. I like the fact that we can get better breakdowns of what's going on, that there is a value on hits, or excuse me, on getting on base and runs scored, the value on defense. Now, the wins above replacement, that takes it too far. That's too subjective. That's too hard to judge. You know, that if Mike Trout leaves the lineup, look how many losses suddenly the Angels are going to have versus Miguel Cabrera. Look, Cabrera leaves the lineup. I can tell you right now, the Tigers aren't going to do that well.
Yeah.
They're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to win the division. They're not going to be there without him. Trout, same thing with Trout. They're going to be weaker. I mean, just, you know, that's guessing.
Well, isn't there another component to all of this, and that's the managerial factor? In other words, Jim Leland's managing behind the plate. Cabrera is up. He's going to give Cabrera instructions what to do. Same with Mike Trout. His manager, Davey Johnson?
No, Mike Socha.
Mike Socha. He's going to do the same thing, give his guy instructions. Take a pitch. Things of that nature.
Steal a base.
Exactly.
Or in Leland's case, looking at Cabrera every single time for 6 months and say, swing away.
Yeah, hit it out of the park. Just go ahead, blast it.
What do you want me to do here? Hit it as far as you can.
That's
why I'll laugh when I'm broadcasting baseball where, you know, there'll be bases loaded, two outs and a 3-2 count, and the guy will step out of the box out of habit. It's out of habit. And look down to third. The manager will look at him like,
what are you?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, swing away.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure it's a good pitch.
Right. I mean, but it's a habit, you
sure
know, and you want guys to have good habits and so forth, and I understand that. But there is plenty of room at the table for sabermetrics to help us determine some important things, but it's taken too far. Just as the traditional guys, okay. Oh, this is what's important. No, there are a lot of variables that are important. I think both schools of thought are very important in determining the value of said player. Mike Trout is an extremely valuable, outstanding player. He was rewarded with Rookie of the Year. Great player. I mean, you don't think that there are 29 other teams in the major leagues that would be aching to have a Mike Trout? Of course they are, because Trout has a great season this year and a tremendous upside. But again, when you look at a guy in the traditional way of thinking, you know, we've had, I think, I want to say three unassisted triple plays, maybe four turns since 1967. We have had at least a half dozen perfect games.
A little bit, maybe a little more, but not many more.
Maybe eight since 1967. Those are the two rarest feats in baseball, the unassisted triple play and the perfect game. Yet, when you look at the Triple Crown, it hasn't been accomplished in baseball in 45 years. And not only that, now Cabrera won in the American League. You know the last time that a National Leaguer won the Triple Crown, Bob? 1937. Joe Medwick with the Cardinals. 1937 is the last National League Triple Crown winner. When you're talking about something that is that rare, which then leads your team to a divisional championship, and you needed each one of those home runs, and you needed each one of those runs knocked in, and you needed each one of those base hits from that guy, that does pass the eyeball test of value.
You know,
Mike Trout, by the way, extremely valuable. So, again, this is not a question of Mike Trout not having value. His value is exponentially high.
This is what we call the hot stove league, Steve, isn't it? You know, sitting, a bunch of guys sitting around that hot stove just loving baseball, talking about it. And I was just thinking, I was calculating, it's about 10 weeks until pitchers and catchers report.
I know.
That's not that long, is it?
No, it's not. Now we have football, and I did a sit-down with Bill O'Brien. I'll come back. We'll talk to Bill in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Business owners, listen up. Reducing your electric bill goes hand in hand with increasing your energy efficiency. And now you can accomplish both with a hand from Lenape Solar. Your approved PPL ePower Trade Ally. Upgrading to energy efficient lighting in your facility has never been simpler or more affordable. And we do all the paperwork for you. The ePower Direct Discount Program for PPL customers pays you upfront for up to 75% of your project cost. And with the savings you'll clearly see, your project can easily pay for itself in less than a year. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for energy efficiency and solar energy solutions. And now is the time to lower your business's electric bill and increase your bottom line forever. With a hand from Lenape Solar, this is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free, no-obligation energy analysis today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Brewers Outlet Sunbury has all your football tailgating supplies. They have beer, they have snacks, they have soda, they have water. And don't forget plenty of beer. Choose from a huge selection of imports and microbrews. Check out their incredible deals. They have everything that comes together to make a great beverage shoppable store. Then there's the fresh roasted peanuts daily and the help yourself pickle bar. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket. Reagan Street, Sunbury wants you to enjoy the cooler weather. And don't forget the beer.
All right, welcome back. Great to have you with us. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Bob's outlined the big weekend coming up. And, of course, you need to stop at Brewers Outlet, snacks, the pickle bar, and, of course, the widest variety of beverages you're going to find. That's Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Lenape Solar Outline open at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Lenape Solar. You can always go to lenapesolar.com. Last night, I had a chance to sit down with Penn State football coach Bill O'Brien, talk about his football team, and also about tomorrow's game with Indiana.
Always looking for a response. You've gone through several practices this week. What kind of response did you see from your kids?
I just, a really great bunch of kids. They came back. They practiced hard. They've given us everything that they've got this week, and hopefully it shows up on the field on Saturday.
I want to ask you about the football IQ. I mean, you can sit there. I have a bunch of smart kids, but they don't know how to play football. What about the football IQ of your kids? When you talk to them and talk to them in the language that you need to talk about, do they get everything you talk about?
There's really the majority of the guys on this football team have really high football IQs. So some of the things that we're doing on offense, defense, and special teams, you only have to give them a signal or say it to them once, and they get it. And then you see the instinctive play on the field of a Hodges or a Mowdy or a McGloin or an Allen Robinson or our tight ends, you know, Stank, our center, you know, just instinctive players. So they definitely have high football IQs.
We talked a lot about the seniors this year. One kid I haven't brought up to you this year is Stephon Morris. He's out there on that island. Your thoughts on what he's done in his senior season?
He's a much improved football player, and it's an example of that whole secondary. You know, people at the beginning of the year didn't know how that secondary was going to play, and I think the people in this building knew that they were going to play well, and Stephon has done a great job of leadership back there, and he's had a heck of a year for us.
You've shown, of course, your fair share of aggressiveness this year in terms of, you know, going for it and so forth. Do you ever have to fight yourself on the idea of aggressiveness versus patience during the course of a game? Is that a battle you have every once in a while?
No question. I think being my first year as a head coach, I probably one of the things I'll look at in the offseason is having more patience in certain game management situations. I think overall our staff, we've done a good job of it for the most part, but I do think there's times when, you know, could we kick it or pooch it or do something differently than go for it on fourth down, no question about it.
All right, today, Brian, Indiana. Now, for me, my judgment, this is the best Indiana team I've seen in 10 years since Antoine Randall-El. For you, when you break them down on tape, what really just jumps out and says, you know what, real tough test?
Well, there are a number of things that concern us and things that we have to deal with. Number one on offense is they play at a very fast pace. So our guys are going to have to get lined up, get the proper communication, and be ready to go on the snap of the ball, because it's going to be they try to run 90 to 100 plays in a game, so it's a fast pace. And then defensively, they have two really top-notch defensive tackles that are going to be playing on Sundays. And so we've got to stand up to that challenge. And, again, we've had a good week of practice, so I think you'll see us come out and play well.
They'll bring out a couple of quarterbacks. Any difference in what they do with either one, or is it pretty much the same, just a different guy?
Yeah, it might be some slight differences, but I think at the end of the day they're both accurate passers. They both have a good feel for what Kevin wants to do on offense, and they both can run. They have some athletic ability. So it really, to us, you know, either one in there is a threat, and we have to be ready for both of them.
The big number in today's game is getting to number 7 in wins. There'll be another side number, but just a note that Allen Robinson with a catch will break 126 years. Nobody will have more catches in a year. Just what has he done for this offense and the options he gives Matt and you as a play caller?
He's had a tremendous year here. He came into this offense a young player, very difficult position to learn, recognizing coverages, becoming a better route runner. He's had a lot of explosive plays for us this year. And you know, he's a great kid. He works really hard at it. He's a tough guy. He can catch the football. And he's just a fun guy to coach. So he's meant a lot to our offense.
All right. Finally, a lot of people, whenever it's a night game, they'll ask you, Bill, you know, long day. What do you do to get him ready at night? What about a noon game? Okay. This is a totally different animal in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah, we talk to our guys all week about, listen, early wake-up call. Be ready to go, get a good night's sleep, get up, have a good breakfast, have some good meetings, and when you step off that bus into your locker room, you're only about an hour and a half away from playing. So these guys, they understand that. We've had some noon games. We played well in some noon games, so these guys will be ready to go.
Well, thanks. Good luck today.
Thanks, Jonesy.
And that's head coach Bill O'Brien. Very much. Oh, go ahead, Bob.
I was going to say, sounds like he's ready to go for Saturday.
No, he's set.
Yeah.
All they have to do is a walkthrough today. That's all they have. They just have a 15-minute walkthrough and they're done.
20 hours till kickoff, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just sounded like that interview. He was ready last night to play the game.
Yeah. So, that's his thought on what's going on with the game coming up tomorrow. And really, a similar challenge for him is what Danny Hale faces, because Shippensburg plays with that same frenetic pace.
They really rack up the yardage up and down the field. The last time they played Bloomsburg, they had the passer, who's the player of the year, Zully, threw for 496 yards and 7 touchdowns, and the total offense output by Shippensburg was 650 yards. So,
but they try to run a lot of plays, Bob.
Yes, they are just the hyper offensive team. They don't waste a second.
But what they do is, and this is what teams, when teams play at this pace, this is what they want. They want you disorganized on defense. They want you in the process of lining up while they're snapping it. They want you to be overloaded to one side accidentally.
And Bloomsburg does a lot of substituting of their defensive linemen between plays. They like to run 6 and 7 linemen through the course of a game, alternating or sometimes every other play. And that really messes with the Bloom defensive coordinator's game plan.
And so that's what they'll face. That will be tomorrow. But you know what? In college football, this is the rarest of all rarities. And that is a second chance. You don't get many second chances to face a team in the same season.
And you're right. In the Division II playoffs really allow for that, because they do it by region. So you get top teams in the same region. There may be a head-to-head, you know, a second chance, and Bloomsburg really has it. I know that the Huskies are really motivated for this one, really motivated.
All right, yep. Basketball recruiting news. Penn State signing 4 in the early signing period. Geno Thorpe, this guy can shoot it. The 6'3 senior from Shaler High School in the western part of the state, Pittsburgh. So Geno Thorpe, who had verbaled a year ago, kept it, and he is in the signing class. Graham Woodyard, a 6-foot guard from Edina, Minnesota, that they expect to be the point guard when this is all said and done. I remember there was a day, let's see. We had Patrick Chambers on the show. I want to say it was the end of September. And you know where he called us from?
The Minneapolis airport.
Yep, because he was there to see Graham Woodward. He was there to see Graham Woodward.
Obviously a trip that paid dividends.
Yep. And Peyton Banks, who's a 6'6 forward out of Orange, California, out of Lutheran High School, and Julian Moore from Germantown Academy here in Pennsylvania, who's 6'10". Now, you know I don't really believe in the star thing, but you do put it out there because it gives at least the fans a gauge. And they're all rated as three-star recruits by the national group. Banks, 6'6", tough kid. 16.7 boards a game, 4.5 assists per game as a junior at Orange Lutheran. Scored 391 points last year. 6'6", big, thick, athletic. Pat Chambers says he has a high IQ. What about Moore? Moore, rated as the 6th best recruit in Pennsylvania in the class of 2013 by ESPN.com. 11 points, 14 boards. He's 6'10". At Germantown Academy.
And Germantown Academy has put a lot of guys in the college ranks over the years, no question. Good school, good program.
A year and a half ago, he was 6'7". Now he's 6'10". They call him a high-energy guy.
Could we see
Thorpe can just flat out. Right, and Thorpe can just flat out shoot it. 21.5 points, 3 assists per game, 3 boards a game. Thorpe can just, he's just a player. I've been anxious for them to sign him for the past year, and they have. Woodward's a point guard, but he can score 20.5 points a game. All Metro in Minneapolis, which Minneapolis plays some pretty good ball. And Chambers really likes Graham Woodward a lot. So 4 signed by the Nittany Lions in the early signing period. And I know that they are very pleased with the group they signed. They're very happy with it.
Is that the limit
All
they
right.
can sign this year?
They could get one more if they want him.
Okay.
Yep. But that's a step in the direction they need.
Sure sounds like it. Holy cow. 6'10 and Man. Still growing?
Yeah. All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Joe Susan, head football coach at Bucknell. Then Kevin Herr.